in a world with peace, folks.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
It's why we can't have nice things. The fine collection of folks that are not trying to steal our hearts, just try to steal other things. Lots of tales of larceny this morning, and it starts down in Mexico. Last week, a man in Mexico was severely injured by lions at the Los Pinos Reserve after he released them one by one from their cages.
Lions?
Yeah, like actual lions. Yeah. The drunk climbed over a fence. Imagine that. He was inebriated. Set six lions loose before he sought refuge in a cage himself. He said ultimately his intention was to not let the lions free.
Yeah, just visit?
But to steal them. Because he had, quote, always wanted a lion. Or two. Or six. The keepers intervened and rescued the man. He had serious wounds to the arm and face. The lions were completely unharmed. But better a lion than, I don't know, a tiger driving.
How do they feel about all
this? Well, that's a totally different story there.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, Vicky.
Lots of way to survive those long lines at the TSA. The most popular guy at George Bush Intercontinental, BYOV, baby.
Oh.
It started out handing vodka shots while everyone was waiting to get through. He wore a bright shirt, sunglasses, and a backpack for the occasion.
Bruh.
One bystander said he was doing God's work. And not all heroes wear capes.
That was a bro standard right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, first off, don't take free alcohol from people. And second of all, really, don't do it in Houston at all. No
yeah.
way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I bet the Friskin was extra friskier that day.
Dum, 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 dum.
How you doing? What's she doing after the flight? Well, it wasn't the Louvre this time, but paintings by Renoir, Cézanne, and Matisse worth millions of dollars were stolen in a heist on a museum near the Italian city of Parma. Four masked men enter the Magnani Rocca Foundation Villa. So this is a private residence.
Fancy.
They did this 8 days ago, and they made off with these priceless pieces of art, even though they did put a price on them and say that they're worth about $7.8 million. The institution is latest to be subject to the heist following that was last October, the Louvre in Paris. But the thieves forced their way in. They went like gung-ho style, busting down doors.
Oh my
they didn't
word.
Like rappel from a fire escape access or something like that. There are no leads and no idea. I don't understand this whole black market situation. It's like, you know, the minute they pop up, people are going to know. I don't know right there. But nonetheless, if you're in the art market, you're probably not listening to this show.
Dum, 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 dum.
Gearing up for Easter Sunday, and this is going to be a big issue in Europe. Someone has stolen the Easter Bunny's stash somewhere between Poland and Italy.
Ooh.
Convenient next to art. I don't know. 12 tons of Kit Kats are gone.
Golly.
And they just disappeared.
12 tons.
Yeah. Kit Kat is empathetic, but they also want their chocolate back.
Oh, yeah.
They say, while we appreciate the criminal's exceptional taste, the fact remains that cargo theft is an escalating issue for businesses of all sizes.
Yeah. Art dealers are one thing, insurance folks are another. But the candy mafia is going to get you. Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, here's another heist. More than 378,000 tins of a product called ALP Drifter Pouches, which are valued in the millions, were reported stolen from a shipment earlier this month, according to reports. Now, this is a company that is part of Tucker Carlson's brand, which launched nationwide. These tins, after the national manhunt and a $100,000 reward from Tucker was announced himself, for any information leading to the retrieval of these goods, has been announced. Now, okay, now what this is, by the way, this is a high-strength limited edition line ALP nicotine pouches.
That's what I was wondering.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's got those.
Yeah, so I would ask Robert F. Kennedy Jr. first.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's another edition of Tesla's Gone Wild. Or just going to sleep. This time, a driver spotted taking a nap in Vacaville, California. And bystanders were very alarmed when they saw the guy passed out while it was in auto mode. But police found a round table pizza and a 4-pack of Southern Home Cabernet in the vehicle, which unfortunately he couldn't bring to jail because then they arrested him.
Tiger, come on.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, this guy thought it was a good idea to steal a Bud Light semi truck from a liquor store. This takes place last Friday afternoon in Indiana. It was doing its delivery. It was doing its drop up. Driver said, last delivery of the day. Poor guy. They worked their tails off, too. Yeah. And this guy just waltzes over and steals the Bud Light semi-truck. And evidently didn't have much of a plan because when was being pursued by police, refused to pull over, rolling down his window and just honking the horn at him.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, he eventually hit a sheriff's vehicle, crashed into a field. Nobody was seriously injured, and no word on how the beer was doing. Or how Tiger's doing after that drive.
That's enough.
Dum, 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 dum